The Golden Bough. A Study of Magic and Religion. By Sir James George Frazer. This audiobook was produced by Klaus-Dieter Mond, Rastatt, Germany and is published under the conditions of the Gutenberg Organization. Chapter 28. The Killing of the Tree Spirit. Section 5. Battle of Summer and Winter. Sometimes in the popular customs of the peasantry, the contrast between the dormant powers of vegetation in winter and their awakening vitality in spring takes the form of a dramatic contest between actors who play the parts respectively of winter and summer. Thus in the towns of Sweden on May Day, two troops of young men on horseback used to meet as if for mortal combat. One of them was led by a representative of winter clad in furs, who threw snowballs and ice in order to prolong the cold weather. The other troop was commanded by a representative of summer covered with fresh leaves and flowers. In the sham fight which followed, the party of summer came off victorious, and the ceremony ended with a feast. Again, in the region of the Middle Rhine, a representative of summer clad in ivy combats a representative of winter clad in straw or moss and finally gains a victory over him. The vanquished foe is thrown to the ground and stripped of his casing of straw, which is torn to pieces and scattered about, while the youthful comrades of the two champions sing a song to commemorate the defeat of winter by summer. Afterwards they carry about a summer garland or branch and collect gifts of eggs and bacon from house to house. Sometimes the champion who acts the part of summer is dressed in leaves and flowers and wears a chaplet of flowers on his head. In the Palatinate this mimic conflict takes place on the fourth Sunday in Lent. All over Bavaria the same drama used to be acted on the same day, and it was still kept up in some places down to the middle of the 19th century or later. While summer appeared clad all in green, decked with fluttering ribbons, and carrying a branch in blossom or a little tree hung with apples and pears, winter was muffled up in cap and mantle of fur and bore in his hand a snow shovel or a flail. Accompanied by their respective retinues dressed in corresponding attire, they went through all the streets of the village, halting before the houses and singing staves of old songs, for which they received presents of bread, eggs, and fruit. Finally, after a short struggle, winter was beaten by summer and ducked in the village well or driven out of the village with shouts and laughter into the forest. At Gopfritz in Lower Austria, two men personating summer and winter used to go from house to house on Shrove Tuesday, and were everywhere welcomed by the children with great delight. The representative of summer was clad in white and bore a sickle. His comrade, who played the part of winter, had a fur cap on his head. His arms and legs were swathed in straw, and he carried a flail. In every house they sang verses alternately. At Dromling in Brunswick, down to the present time, the contest between summer and winter is acted every year at Whitsuntide by a troop of boys and a troop of girls. The boys rush singing, shouting, and ringing bells from house to house to drive winter away. After them come the girls singing softly and led by a May bride, all in bright dresses and decked with flowers and garlands to represent the genial advent of spring. Formerly the part of winter was played by a straw man which the boys carried with them. Now it is acted by a real man in disguise. Among the central Esquimaux of North America the contest between representatives of summer and winter, which in Europe has long degenerated into a mere dramatic performance, is still kept up as a magical ceremony of which the avowed intention is to influence the weather. In autumn, when storms announce the approach of the dismal Arctic winter, the Esquimaux divide themselves into two parties called respectively the Ptarmigans and the Ducks, the Ptarmigans comprising all persons born in winter, and the Ducks all persons born in summer. A long rope of sealskin is then stretched out, and each party laying hold of one end of it seeks by tugging with might and main to drag the other party over to its side. If the Ptarmigans get the worst of it, then summer has won the game and fine weather may be expected to prevail through the winter.